It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat one final time with girls basketball coach Gary Sorensen. It is brought to you by Union State Bank. The Chargers had their season come to an end in the first round of the sub-state tournaments against obviously a very good team in the league champs in Moorhill Mounts Academy. But there was just so much improvement from last year, Coach, in your first year at the helm, and it was a lot of underclassmen leading the way. But we'll kind of dive into the roster. But, you know, just that Moorhill game, again, a tough draw in the first round. It was a very, very challenging sub-state tournament. But just take us back to that Moorhill game, and what'd you see?
Well, it was a tough draw, and you know, when you have a 2 versus a 7 seed, Moorhill's a good ball club. They're very well coached and they're very disciplined, and we knew we had our hands full. But you know, it was one of those games that we were going to have to play a perfect game, and you know, it didn't happen. So here we go.
Well, you took obviously a break from coaching for a while before coming back and taking over this Chargers program this year. Just, what was it like for you? You have so much coaching experience, then you take a lengthy break, and then you come back. How did it feel for you? Did you feel rejuvenated? Was it any different than years past? Just the overall takeaway from your perspective, stepping back in and taking over a team.
It was a real rejuvenating experience for me. It was a lot of fun. I mean, there were times riding the bus home on long bus rides and going, what am I doing this for? But the kids were, I just love the kids. They're good kids. They work hard, and we started out kind of slow, and we're learning how to be successful, and you know, that's fun to see the growth that we had, and there again, it was a lease on my life, and I told kids, it's not about me, it's about you. This is your team. Let's keep improving. Let's get better every game, every possession, and they really bought into it. And again, they're wonderful kids.
The improvement certainly continued, you know, in the second half of the season, but this is a team full of underclassmen. You know, some girls getting their first taste, some girls that, you know, maybe had played as freshmen last year, stepping into sophomore campaigns this year. But, you know, this is a roster that's basically going to be the exact same, you know, going into next year.
Yeah.
So the future is bright. You know, just an early expectation on this first year, jumping into year two with basically the entire team coming back.
Well, when the game was over, you know, we sat in the locker room and there were teary eyes and I told the kids how proud I was of them. But I said, you know, for us to make the next step, there's some work to be done. And I do not want kids to play basketball every day all summer. But I said, there's some things you need to do to work in the off season. And again, we're bringing everybody back. And we had a freshman girl that Karis covers up that tore knee up in volleyball. She'll be back next year. So you know, we're going to go 6, 7, 8 deep. And I said, you know, you need to make sure that we have a ball in our hand this summer and we work hard. So, you know, the future looks pretty good. There again, how much we're going to prove, time will tell by next year.
Well, it'll be here sooner before we know it, right? It goes by super quick, but again, that is Gary Sorensen, Horton girls basketball coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers, a lot of improvements this year under first-year head coach Gary Sorensen, and again, the entire roster basically coming back for 24 and 25, so expectations certainly might be raised just a touch in year number two for Coach Sorensen. Hey, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for the time each week, and enjoy this offseason, but it'll be back before you know it.
You know what, we are going to enjoy the season. My wife and I are going to take some travel with the kids and have a good time. Hey, Brandon, we sure appreciate everything you guys do for us, and it's great to have you back, bud. So we'll talk to you next year.